USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump delivering remarks as he's touring some of the areas that were hardest hit by the tornadoes in Tennessee.
Well, I do have a message, and I have a message for the families of those that lost their lives. And we love them. They're special people. It's an incredible place, incredible state, a tremendous heart. Already you see people rebuilding. I mean, it took place literally hours ago, a couple of days, and they're already rebuilding. I've never seen it. We were flying over. You see the blue roofs going up. It's all over the place. It's just great people. It's a great state.
273,000 jobs were created in February across the country. That's up from 165,000 predicted. The unemployment rate fell to a 50-year low to 3.5%. Those numbers were higher than the analysts had predicted. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Trump has signed a more than $8 billion funding package to help fight the coronavirus outbreak. The president also set to tour the CDC in Atlanta. Following the CDC visit, the president will head to Florida for a fundraiser. Former President Bill Clinton is opening up in a new series on Hulu. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Former President Bill Clinton saying he had an affair with then White House intern Monica Lewinsky as a way to manage his anxiety. That revelation comes in a new Hulu series about his wife titled Hillary. In it, the 73-year-old Clinton remembers when he had to tell Hillary Clinton about that affair with Lewinsky.
She said, well, you have to go tell your daughter. She said, that's worse than me. And so I did that, which was awful.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Afghanistan should stand on its own. That's according to President Trump, who defended the deal that could lead to U.S. troops being pulled out of the country. The president says you can only hold someone's hand for so long. The president's comments coming from the White House on Friday. Going a little bit more in depth on the coronavirus, USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has an update of another cruise ship in quarantine.
Coronavirus concerns continue. Some 3,500 people on board the Grand Princess cruise ship, sitting about 70 miles off the coast of San Francisco. Well, some of the folks on board will now be tested for the virus, now that a California Air National Guard helicopter dropping off test kits onto the vessel. The concern, three passengers on the ship's prior cruise to Mexico had the virus, and one of those three people, an elderly man, passed away. Now, some of the passengers on that cruise continued onto this cruise, but were never tested. Vice President Mike Pence heads up the White House Task Force on the Coronavirus.
We're focused very much on a cruise ship just off the California coast today. The Coast Guard delivered a sufficient number of tests for the passengers on that ship. But as more Americans take an interest in this or have concerns about this, we want to make sure they have access to a coronavirus test as well.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.